my name is Mike and I have a story, and I'm going to ask you to listen to me. These stories are about my life. Sometimes they are triumphs, sometimes they are strife. That's my story, listen to it. It will only take a minute. That's my story, stories that belong to me. That's my story. Hi, welcome to That's My Story. If you're new to this podcast, basically I tell stories from my life and try to make them relevant to other people, specifically you. So, here we go with the first story. The story about which I was going to speak today is going to have to wait till next week, because I've been experiencing something lately. Since the surgery and everything, I've been taking different medicines and I've been listening to sleep hypnosis. And basically it relaxes you, and you know, there's some woman narrating and talking you through different exercises, and starts going backwards from 10 to 1, I guess. I don't know, I'm always asleep by the time she reaches 5, I think. But I've been lucid dreaming now. And I have to tell you, it is wonderful. I know I'm dreaming, so I can control the dreams. It's wonderful. I can do anything I want to. And there's no consequence because I'm only dreaming it, right? So, the other day, I dreamt I was a superhero, I had millions of dollars, and I just flew to my parents' house, hours away, just like that. Boom, I was there. And I saw my parents and my family, and, you know, I did housework for them. I mowed their yards. I bought them presents. It was really great. But it was only a dream. But I think it's wonderful. I mean, I only get to do it at night when I fall asleep, but, you know, I think the hypnosis has something to do with it, but it's also a weight loss hypnosis, so I'm not as hungry as I used to be. I mean, I did have that surgery, and I'm losing weight like crazy. I'm down, what, 47 pounds from when I started all this crazy losing weight thing. Doctor says I should be in a normal BMI by the next appointment, which is 2.5 months away, so I'm excited for that. It sounds good. I mean, I'd be great to be in my 100 whatevers. You know, I'm waiting for that wonderful number. So, that'll be wonderful. I mean, even if I get down to 200... I would be happy. I mean, my goal is 175, but I haven't seen 175 since I was in high school. So, here's hoping. Okay. So, yeah, lucid dreaming. I wonder if you guys ever lucid dream. I've talked about dreams before, right? Yeah, I have. But all my dreams have been, you know, normal. Like, going to my mom's house, but it's not my mom's house. And I see somebody who is somebody I know, but it doesn't look like that person. You know, stuff like that. You know, just the weird REM dreams that you get. So, this lucid dreaming is crazy. I checked my sleep profile from my Fitbit, and it's weird. It's like going into like heavy sleep, then light sleep, then all of it goes from like light sleep to heavy sleep to REM, REM, like almost all the way across, then back to heavy sleep, then light sleep. It's crazy. I know. I mean, there's some points where it's like awake, then REM, then awake, then REM. I mean, I'm not awake, but I guess that's what keeps the lucid dream going. Right? I don't know. It's crazy. But it's pretty cool, though. Man. I know that you're supposed to cycle through your sleep. Like, it goes like light sleep, heavy sleep, REM, back to light sleep, heavy sleep, REM. You know, it goes like that, like a real wave, but my wave kind of goes up and then flatlines at REM, then goes back down and up. It's weird, but it's pretty cool. So, I don't know. I wonder if you guys lucid dream. If you do, let me know about it. You can do so through my description, actually. There's a link to leave voice messages to me. So if you do that, I'll feature you on the show. So go ahead and click that button in my link to, or that link in my description to send me a voicemail. Okay. That's my story. Okay, my next story. I was also going to save this for next week, but I thought it's important that I feature it now. Umbrellas. That's right, umbrellas. I have three umbrellas. Do I need three? Maybe. People take umbrellas away from you willy-nilly. If you leave umbrella in an umbrella stand, chances are you will be missing that umbrella, especially if it's raining outside and people don't remember to bring an umbrella. That's why I have three umbrellas. And I've personalized them with my name on the handle with a nice silver pen I have. It's permanent marker, but it's silver. It's wonderful for like signing stuff. That instead of like a Sharpie, it is a Sharpie, but it's silver and it's memorable and everything, and you know, I sign the handles. So, people know it's not their umbrella, but you know, what you gonna do? I wish, I think I might write on the outside of the umbrella and say, if you see this person who's holding this umbrella, ask them their name. And if it's not Michael Barnhart, then say, you shouldn't have taken that umbrella. Unless Mike gave you permission. Make them feel bad about themselves for lying and saying, oh yeah, my name is Michael Barnhart. Because chances are they're not me. Especially if it's not me. So, you know, I'm not going to do that because I keep track of my umbrella. I don't put it in an umbrella stand if I can help it. I either put it in a safe space like a closet or someplace where people won't find it, or I have a little travel umbrella that I just fold up and put it in my backpack, and it's gonna go through a backpack for an umbrella, right? Who knows? If you're desperate enough, maybe. But I doubt anybody will find my little travel umbrella in my backpack, because I usually have my backpack on me when I need it. And when I don't need it, I put it away. And I doubt anybody's gonna find my umbrella, right? Anyways, umbrellas. I forgot an umbrella the other day. Oh, I should have put it in my backpack. But I didn't think I'd go to Walmart. But I did. I needed some groceries. I've started soft foods in my diet instead of pureed. Hooray! So I went grocery shopping. And when I went to grocery shopping, it was wonderful blue skies, little white clouds. I go and do my grocery shopping. I check out. I go into the little, covered place after the exit where all the carts are, and I just see a wall of people. And I said, "What's going on?" They're like, "It's raining super hard." And I'm like, "Oh no." So I go on my phone and I see when the next bus arrives. And it arrives in like 2 hours, and it would take me like 2.5 hours to get home from the bus ride. I'm like, I am not going to wait around with my groceries. I have some frozen stuff. I have frozen vegetables. I'm not going to wait around. I got to get home. So I look at the walk time, it says 45 minutes. And I'm like, okay, 45 minutes, I can walk that and I'd be home. But the thing about the rain is it's rain. I'm wearing jeans. And when you wear jeans in the rain, your steps become smaller. Funny fact that jeans, when they get wet, they get heavy. And your steps aren't as big as they normally are. Also, in my backpack, I have about 80 pounds of groceries. I wish that was figurative, but literally, I have 80 pounds of groceries, cans and frozen foods and stuff. I mean, it's a big backpack, but it was straining my back. I still have shoulder issues from the backpack where it was holding into me. My shoulder's still sore. Doesn't look bruised, but it might be, but I don't know. It was heavy. But I learned my lesson that day. Always carry an umbrella with me because you never know. I mean, it didn't take me 45 minutes to get home. Took me an hour and a half walking in the rain with 80 pounds of groceries strapped to my back. But that's a shorter time than the bus, right? Anyways, my frozen foods, they made it safely. I guess it was cold enough and everything that they survived into the freezer where they are now. And I'm gonna eat some tonight, some healthy vegetables. I can eat anything that I can cut with the side of a fork. So, I mean, I scrambled eggs. I had those for breakfast. They were delicious. I liked them a lot. I put hot sauce on my scrambled eggs. 'Cause ketchup has a lot of sugar. I mean, I have ketchup in my fridge, and I usually put ketchup on my scrambled eggs. I know people think, "Oh, that's gross," but I like ketchup on my eggs. But I put hot sauce on them because sugar is like none whatsoever. So I did that, and they were good. I went from umbrellas to scrambled eggs. How crazy am I? I know I'm rambling. But anyways, umbrellas. I recommend you go to a local store and buy an umbrella, just a little travel umbrella. Make sure it's a good travel umbrella, though. There's some umbrellas that are flimsy and cheap, $3, $1. And they're the type of umbrella that when you go outside and the wind is blowing, they invert on you. There's an umbrella that never inverts, and that's the type I have. It's called totes umbrella. That's what I have. I have a totes umbrella, and I think it's wonderful. I mean, there are sites that say this other umbrella, whatsoever, is the best umbrella. Well, I think my totes is great, and it has a little flap, so it never inverts. It lets the excess wind out or whatever. I don't know, but it keeps me dry, and doesn't invert, and it's wonderful. It has a handle. It's golf size. That's not my little travel umbrella. I do have a full golf size travel umbrella, but it's hard to fit in my backpack because it's a little bit bigger than a normal fold up travel size umbrella. I'm hoping Totes makes a normal mini size travel umbrella that when you unfold it, it goes to full size. The kind with the triple hinges. Anyway, I'm waiting for that. And when it comes out, I'll get that. But, I just have a normal double hinge travel umbrella that folds into a little compact size that I carry in my backpack. And it does well for the main part. But, we shall see. We shall see. Anyways, umbrellas. I think you should have one or two or three like me. Okay, that's my story. Thanks for listening to That's My Story. Please rate and review this on iTunes. It's a small podcast, so your ratings and reviews help grow it. And I would like that to happen. If you want, you can contact me through the description of my podcast. There's a little link where you can go and, leave me a voicemail. You can also text or call 626-803-2294, or you can send me an email at thatsmystorypod@gmail.com. I look forward to your stories, your jokes, your, comments, questions even. Send me a question. I haven't gotten a question in a while. I was going to do a little story for you, nonfiction, and give you some facts, but I didn't choose to do so on this episode because I just didn't want to. So, there you go. I do have a blog, that's my story pod dot blogspot.com. No, that's my story pod dot wordpress.com. Ooh, Blogspot. That was a Google thing, wasn't it? I haven't seen Blogspot for a while. Ooh. WordPress, I'm sorry. Okay, also you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at MW Barnhart. Okay, time for the joke. I got a reversible jacket for Christmas. Can't wait to see how it turns out. Thanks for listening to That's My Story. Please rate and review this on iTunes. It's a small podcast, so your ratings and reviews help grow it. So please think about doing that. If you want, you can leave me a message by clicking the link in my description, or you can text 626-803-2294, or you can send me an email at thatsmystorypod@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at MW Barnhart and see what kind of stuff I post on there. I do have a YouTube channel. That's my story pod. And I think I do stuff on there. Haven't done stuff for a while. I used to post my episodes on there, but I stopped. So maybe I should start that back up again, huh? You know, put in photos and whatnot with it. I don't know. Maybe I'll do that. So, yeah. Go to my YouTube. That's my story pod. Okay. Guess it's time for a joke. I got a reversible jacket for Christmas. Can't wait to see how it turns out. Okay, that's the joke. So, I hope you got a little laugh from that. Thanks to Anchor for hosting this podcast. Give them a try at anchor.fm. Until next week, that's my story. Thanks for listening. Bye.